Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. On the phone, I am joined by Tam Yong Sheng, Head of Cross-Border Business Development, eBay Southeast Asia, and Andrel Lok, co-founder, Connected. Today, I explore the role e-commerce will play as businesses try to define what the new normal is in the face of COVID-19 and find out how global player eBay is helping small businesses get on board. Yong Sheng and Andrel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Clarissa. Thanks for having us on the show.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Now, let's start with you, Yong Sheng. COVID-19 has had a devastating impact on business. The retail sector has largely not been spared. Could you tell us, though, if the pandemic has impacted e-commerce?
Right. That's a good question, Clarissa. The pandemic has actually accelerated the development and adoption of e-commerce by several years, almost overnight. I think everyone knows that it has boomed since the start of the pandemic, with cities on lockdown, brick and mortars ordered to shut, many people staying home. They have been turning to online to get their purchases. And we've seen these numbers actually show in our last quarterly numbers, where we saw 8 million in new active buyers just within 3 months. Singapore SMEs on our platform, to bring it closer to home, have benefited from this huge boom as well. And many of us, you know, on the call may think that they are selling masks, hand sanitizers, and thermometers. But truth is that this boom benefited not just COVID-related items. Categories such as home improvement, dumbbells, and automotive parts and accessories, which Angel on the call today as well, are selling, more than doubled from the period last year.
Okay, so I'm going to assume that with the push that most governments feel they need to make now into digitalization, e-commerce leads the way. Because we all, when we were in lockdown, had not much else to do to entertain ourselves except shop online, is what you're saying.
Yes, that's very true. And not just that, I think the truth of the matter is that everyone is just forced to stay at home. And brick and mortars are closed, right? People have no choice but to turn to online to buy the items to get what they need.
All right. So eBay recently launched Global 24/7, which aims to help small, medium enterprises start their global online business by providing several benefits and tools, including incentives of up to $2,900. Could you tell us more about these benefits, tools and incentives before we find out how they benefited an SME?
First off, maybe let me share why we call this program Global 24/7. I think as we all know, the long-standing constraint here in Singapore, what we have is a very small domestic market of only 5.7 million population. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we want to do in this program is help our SMEs to be able to sell outside of Singapore to a market of more than 190 countries that eBay's reach. And the second thing we want to do with this program is to give our sellers the ability to stay open round the clock, 24/7, whatever the situation, whether with a pandemic or without a pandemic. Through this program, we provide them tools to accelerate their go online, go global journey to within 1 month. We provide them with educational webinars where they can learn from experts in this field, research tools where they can best decide what to sell and how to price their items, and of course, not forgetting the more important shipping rates to lower their global cost of shipping. And on top of that, we are waiving the fees for SMEs to get started all the way until the end of 2020. I think Andrel is here today with us, and she's actually one of the merchants who benefited from one of such of our programs as well.
We've been speaking with Tam Yong Sheng, Head of Cross-Border Business Development, eBay Southeast Asia. We bring Andrel Lok, co-founder Connected, into the conversation. Andrel, there are a couple of things that really excites me about you joining us on this conversation. You are a small business, but you're also a lady small business owner, which is quite unique. Yeah. So we're bringing not only are we bringing in the SME elements, we're bringing in the diversity elements into the conversation as well. Tell us about your business.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for having me here, Clarissa. So Connected is actually a small business that just started from a small talk with my partner back in 2019. Both of us are actually automotive enthusiasts, and we find it very hard to get quality products in the market. So we came up with an idea like we wanted to provide a one-stop shop for drivers and people like us to get their automobile needs settled.
Which is interesting because you are in a business that is pretty much known as a boys' business.
Yes.
So what made you go into it, you know, not being a boy?
So actually, I just started as like an interest initially.
Mm-hmm.
So I hang out with my partners who we most likely talk about like automotive industry.
Mm-hmm.
So this actually helped me gain interest in this industry. And because me myself have like a car, so getting automobile accessories is much of a need for me.
Right.
So this is actually one of the main things that I've experienced trying to find automobile accessories online. But it's not very easy to find like quality products. That's why me and my partner talked about it and we decided to start this business.
All right. As a woman and as a car driver, can I just say one of the things that makes it difficult also as a woman when you need to buy automotive parts is that guys talk to you like you're somewhat brain dead. So the fact that I can actually go to a woman now and say, okay, I need this, or maybe I need this, you tell me if I need this, is actually something that I think is going to be great for your business in the future. More girls will come and support you, I think.
Yes, I hope so too.
All right, talk to us about how eBay's 24/7 campaign benefited your business.
Okay, so actually eBay offers a lot of incentive schemes for us as a seller.
Mm-hmm.
So I can actually conveniently expand my product selection on eBay and increase my store exposure globally instead of, you know, like having a brick and mortar store selling to local customers. So there are two features that I really love. So one of it is Terrific, which is the marketing and analytic tools that it enables me to strategically like understand my customers and business as a whole, as well as the promoted listings features that helps me to position my product in front of the right audience and to make my product more accessible to the global audience.
Right. Yes. Do you have a brick and mortar storefront though?
Okay, so currently I actually have a brick and mortar store in Singapore, but the customer base is local. And because I'm a person who likes to share my product with like different people, so eBay actually enables me to sell globally to different audiences.
All right, let's go back to eBay and Yongsheng. Why did you think that it was important as a company to initiate this global 24/7 campaign? Because after all, business for eBay was good. You started out by saying that. For you and for your existing sellers, some of them not necessarily SMEs.
Yeah, that's another very good question, Clarissa. I think for this, I will bring you back to 25 years ago, in 1995, when eBay was first founded. eBay was founded with a mission of empowering economic opportunities for all, with an emphasis on actually entrepreneurs, businesses, and organizations. And that mission stays true to us till today, in 2020. So our team here in Singapore, they've been here for a while already, actively engaging and helping SMEs. And I think in this extraordinary times, we understand the challenges that SMEs face, where the footfall actually impacted and significantly. And we see the need and we want to help them. And hence, we have actually decided to lower the startup costs and efforts for them to start their online business. I think ultimately, we hope all SMEs in Singapore can cope with this pandemic well and diversify their businesses effectively. So I think that's our mantra and that's what we hope to deliver for Singapore SMEs.
Okay, you started the interview by saying global e-commerce has experienced exponential growth, partly due to this shift in consumer behavior, a direct result, you said, of lockdowns, limited physical access to brick and mortar stores, which some of them had to close. Do you think this shift to online shopping will endure once we come back, you know, we get to the other side of this pandemic? Or in your assessment, do you see a migration back to physical stores when we hit our new normal? Or is this the new normal?
I think that's a question that a lot of people are asking. For this, we need to really recognize that the shift of retail towards e-commerce has been happening even before this pandemic.
Sure.
And experts are saying, right, and we ourselves believe that this trend is here to stay. In fact, as we talk to a lot of our sellers, a lot of them are telling us that there's also an increasing trend of shoppers doing their shopping offline, but buying online. So I think there's no questions asked about this. I really urge all SMEs on the line today to take the lead of Connected and go online today. That's my message.
All right, let's go back to Connected and Andrel. Do you think your business, because you are an SME, do you think you'll be able to straddle both the demands of a physical storefront and servicing a larger audience, a larger customer base, which could even be global, online through e-commerce?
Okay, so personally, I feel that yes, there I will be able to.
Mm-hmm.
But because brick and mortar store for us is part and parcel of our business, because some of our products actually requires testing, such as car audio systems and car dash cam. And consumers still prefer like sensory experience for their product. However, selling on eBay, selling online, allows us to actually expose our product and share our product to the different country people.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually increases our exposure and share our products with various type of customers.
So you're not concerned about straddling both a physical space and an online space?
And yes, I'm not really that concerned about it, because I feel that as a business, we have to have a balance between both e-commerce and brick and mortar stores.
Before I let you go, Yong Sheng, this one's for you. Why don't you tell us about the eligibility to take advantage of this accelerator program? What is the first step a merchant needs to make? How do they go about it, basically? Tell us everything.
So this program is designed for new businesses selling on eBay. So if you are a business and you have not sold on eBay before, this program is for you. And to sign up, visit ebay4business.com, fill up the program form, and follow the instructions from there. Simple as that.
All right. So how narrow are the criteria?
You just need to be a business and you're new, you have not sold on eBay before, you can participate in this program. I think we want to cast the net as wide as possible, and we want to help all SMEs based in Singapore. I think that's what we really want to do through this program.
We've been speaking with Tam Yong Sheng, Head of Cross-Border Business Development, eBay Southeast Asia, and Andre Lop, Co-Founder Connected. Thank you to the both of you for coming on and talking to us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Clarissa.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You're on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.